I'm going to say it. And I'm not here campaigning as Father of the Year because I got plenty of things I got to work on. But we've become a nation of punk-ass parents. You know, because see, now y'all call it abuse and this and that, but I just look at the difference. And this goes be above whether it's black or white. I see it on both sides. I'm out here in a town that's 95% white, and I see the same things with some of their kids that I see with some of ours. Some of the stuff I see kids doing in stores, my mama would have slid me up under the damn shelf, or my daddy would have bust me in my chest for doing this stuff. And I think I came out pretty good, despite what some might think. You know, I ain't spent no crazy amount of time in jail, or I ain't got no criminal record, I ain't killed nobody, nothing too crazy. Because I knew if I cut up, my mama would slap my ass up under that shelf, or my daddy would bust me in my chest. Y'all been, stop. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Bust that little nigga in his chest. They call it abuse. But you either let them get their butt whipped now, or let them go to prison to get their butt whipped. But either way, it's coming. I'd rather be the one, and let me be clear, because y'all act like y'all can't understand stuff in context anymore. It's like the whole world, it got stupid. I remember a time when you could say stuff and you understood the context of it. So let me take some of that back. Don't hit them too hard. Don't bruise them. But fuck that. Start disciplining these kids. All that, stop, put it down, stop. You saying that 35 times. Instead of tightening them up a little bit, pluck them upside the head or something. But you scared of them. You got a 6-year-old you scared of. I'm talking to you. You got an 8-year-old that you're afraid of. Them kids tell y'all what to do nowadays. And I just don't come from that. I do not come from that. And no, I don't believe you got to beat a kid all up and whoop them all up. No, you don't have to do that. But your child needs to know you're not playing when you say something. But see, here's the thing. You let them get away with the BS for so long when they small because you think it's cute. They cuss. They talking back to you. They say little rap songs with the cuss words in it. That nigga been 15 before he grew some teeth. Because you're not going to just do what you want to do under my care. Because I know the world I have to send you out into. Let me get that clear. I know this cold world I have to send you out into. And if I don't get you right and let you know what it is while I got you under my care, then they're going to take everything from you. And ain't going to be nothing you can do about it once the court system get them. Nothing but cry and pray to God. God don't want to hear that shit. Feel how you want to feel. You come to my church, you can smoke and drink and cuss. Feel how you want to feel. Stop being punk ass parents, y'all. Like I said, I ain't campaigning for Dad of the Year. I'm sure it's plenty that my kids' mama can say I could do better in. I'm sure. And I would agree with them. But I ain't no punk ass father, I tell you that. I tell you that one thing. We got to do better, simple as that. We look at the generation and talk about how bad they are as if they're not our kids. We look at the generation now and talk about how bad they are as if they're not our kids, y'all. Because we done become some punk-ass parents. Make me sick seeing this kid running all around the store. These kids would just sit up in the ice bin. The hell are the kids sitting in the ice bin for? And the mama just looking. She ain't even say, get out. She just looked at him. Yeah, that's my 2 cents. That's it. I ain't got no more.